Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Email bomb threat to local schools determined to not be credible. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Wednesday morning, Campbell County law enforcement received information from the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation that threats sent statewide via email made bomb threats towards all schools in Wyoming. Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds said the threat was deemed to not be credible after digging into the issue. The fake email threatened there were multiple explosives placed at random schools around the state and would go off in a few hours. Reynolds said Sheriff Scott Matheny spoke to several other sheriffs around the area about the potential threat. They discovered that the email also went to our local Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport. All the emails came from the same three or four email domains. Law enforcement learned that the airport staff had searched the airport and did not find anything suspicious. The Gillette Police Department was also informed about the emails on Wednesday morning, and school resource officers made contact with Campbell County School District officials. The school district worked with law enforcement to help share information about the incident around the state. Wyoming ranchers seek $7 million in claims for 15,000 lost livestock herds. Severe winter conditions commencing in late January and enduring until April's end resulted in the loss of 14,894 livestock on Wyoming ranches, totaling over $7 million in value. Cowboy State Daily reported recent data collected and released by the Wyoming Office of the Farm Service Agency, the FSA, illustrates a path of devastation spanning Uinta, Sweetwater, Fremont, Natrona, and Converse counties. Dina McDaniel, an FSA farm program specialist, remarked that this winter marked the most substantial livestock loss since the inception of the Federal Livestock Indemnity Program in 2008. Other significant winters for livestock die-off were 1976-77 and 1983-84. This year, claims for death losses were submitted for 1,740 mature cattle, with a total value slightly exceeding $2 million. According to McDaniel, the previous winter maintained an unrelenting grip, commencing on January 25th and relenting only by late April. A significant number of decreased mature cattle were in proximity to calving. Ranchers had hoped for a respite from the weather's severity, but it eluded them. McDaniel expressed, "We desperately needed a reprieve to regain stability and resume operations, but unfortunately, it never materialized. The persistent wind and snow refused to relent." McDaniel highlighted that the highest death toll was on 8,622 calves, predominantly in April. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.